show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Hello, I'm Bruce Barr. You may have heard of me from my podcast, Open Shorts, the podcast about open and hackable hardware, or through various other podcasts that I call into, such as Technorama with Chuck and Craig, Slice of Sci-Fi, The Weird Show, not that Bruce, the other one, Typical Mac User with Victor Caillou, Chasing the Bard with Philippa Valentine, Billabeb Battings with T. Morris, The Linux Action Show, Geek News Central with Todd Cochran, Pedictionary, the podcast for word lovers, Loud of Linux Links, where Dave interviewed me, Going Linux, where I not only have called in, but have been featured as a musical guest, even on Buzz Out Loud, the only person who ever got through the Molly rule and actually sang on Buzz Out Loud. Heck, I even called into Allison Sheridan on the NoCillaCast once, and she doesn't even have a voicemail line. But that's not why we're here, are we? No, we're here for the story so far. After a long and agonizing decision to end their regular weekly show, Chuck and Craig both left and went down different paths to pursue personal life goals they had never quite had a chance to follow up on while doing the weekly show. Leaving the show gave them just the chance they needed and just the time. Chuck went on to found a research lab in Appleton, Wisconsin. After some money crunches and government grants which fell through, he had to do some creative financing to keep his crack team of scientists working in the lab on a project which had come to him in a dream and came to be known as The Dream. Meanwhile, Craig decided to pursue international travel and degrees in higher learning which he had never had a chance to before. Since he no longer had that influence of Chuck in his life with a weekly show, he began commuting to the UK and going to school in Cambridge. He could do this because he was actually consuming four times the amount of caffeine that he had in his regular life and was staying up close to 24 hours a day. He pursued a dual major in art history and cosmology. After a short period of time, he was not only able to publish the definitive work on Flemish, Romanian, and Serbian Impressionists and their influence on steampunk manga, but also, along with Dr. Stephen Hawking, published the breakthrough unifying theory encompassing Einsteinian relativity and string theory, all based on the number 101. Who knew? Back in the States, Chuck had a brilliant strategy short-selling Microsoft, Yahoo, AOL, and any media company not owned by Steve Jobs. This allowed him to finance the lab, where crack scientists under his direction were able to develop a product that would soon change the world. This green, rubber-like substance was a new form of energy. It was highly unstable in bright light, but under all conditions was ductile, elastic, anthropomorphic, intelligent, impressionable, almost indestructible, and capable of retaining kinetic energy indefinitely, so that given any impetus, it would rebound repeatedly, increasing the velocity and force with each collision. And that is the story so far.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the Chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
I think we finally get out of here, but we don't know the way.
Over there, in the media corner.
Who would have guessed?
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts to disregard all safety rules. Here are your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted like at tech, science, sci-fi, and all the feedback from the geeks.
Wait a minute. Say that again. I think you messed up there.
What?
You said like a hearted.
It's a lighthearted look. This is okay, the listener right. feedback show for Monday, May 5th, 2008. I'm Chuck Tomasi. With me, as always, is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
Humbled and humbled twice.
You know, I was watching I Love the 80s on VH1. I love that show.
You're right.
And they were going on about Lethal Weapon in 1987. And what did it was Riggs and not Murdoch. I always want to say Murdoch, but that's not right.
Murdoch. Wrong show.
his famous line is, "I'm getting too old for this." Beep. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nah, we're still having a lot of fun.
Oh no. Absolutely.
Right down to the end. Hey, this is all we got an onslaught of listener feedback, of course, for obvious reasons, you know, based on the announcement from the last show, you can't just end it there.
Yeah. So. We're going. See ya. Well, yeah, as you can tell, we had a lot of free time on our hands this last week.
Maybe you did. But, you know, nature abhors a vacuum. And, you know, I've already found work to fill in that void.
Yeah, so, I see. You developed flubber and I wrote papers and
hey,
research.
Hey, the patent's still pending. Please don't give it away.
Patent's pending. All right.
This is the listener feedback show for May 5th, as I mentioned. This is the companion podcast to Technorama, or what's left of it, with all of your email and voicemail comments. Remember, we'll probably say this more than once, we will still be going on. We just won't have a weekly show. We have lots of things in the queue, working on a lot of things. So please stay subscribed. It doesn't really cost anything, right?
Yeah. Sure.
I'm still subscribed to a lot of shows that have gone silent, and they didn't even announce it. So
I want to say I've subscribed to a couple of shows. They went silent, and one of them came back.
If you're listening to this out of order, Wash dies.
Yeah. We died too, but we actually came back.
We'll live on, and we'll always be young like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Technorama, you're on the air.
Hi there, Chuck and Craig. Thank you for the good stories about the Computer History Museum.
You're welcome.
I don't think it was me who called in to your listener line. Maybe it was another person. I emailed you about this ABC computers. By the way, it's totally from Sweden, if I don't mean
I told you from Sweden.
I have worked with these computers. They are from Sweden. They are... they were manufactured by a company called Luxor, and they were very popular business machines around 86, 87, I think. The first one was ABC 80, and that one have a tape recorder as storage, and you can use really conventional TV for the monitor, and it was very, very basic machine. It works very well. We had a couple of those at school. ABC 800 was the next one. And this one, I have never seen one of those 800. But I think it have a diskette drive. And yeah, maybe you can connect a tape recorder to that. I'm not really sure. That machine I had was an 806. And it was most like computers later on. It was a standalone computer with a monitor and a disk drive beside and a keyboard. And those have 32 kilobytes of RAM, I think, this 806. And it was 5 1/4 inch floppies.
Ooh.
With,
high capacity.
60 kilobytes, I think it was on those old floppies. Those machines were fast, very fast, and no graphical interface.
Skype dropped out on him. We're going to try and reconnect here.
I was like, what happened?
But I should mention that he picked up on a very quick comment about the ABC computer. It was while we were going through the back storage of the Computer History Museum, and we looked over and said, what is that? ABC. Never heard of him. And we moved on. Yeah. He got that comment and knew he knows all about him.
Yeah, hi there, Chuck and Greg. Tony from Sweden again. My message was cut off here. the computers have a 42 kilobyte of RAM, this one I used. And I use it for schoolwork. As I mentioned before on your show, I'm a blind person. So I had a first speech synthesizer they made here in Sweden on this machine, and it sounds terrible. So a little bit of history of those computers, ABC 800 by Luxor. I think there is a model of this 806 that I had, but that was called Facit, or Facit, as you said here in Sweden, DTC or something like that. It's the same machine, I think. By the way, I talked to you about Linux, and I have got the thing up and running here, and I run GNOME desktop, and it works perfect. So I have it on the side here. So if I turn up the volume here, you can hear the speech here.
Regular mix desktop configuration, find icon.
Also, can bottom panel here.
Top expanded edge panel. Top expanded edge panel. Frame subway 3202. The end tunnel button not rest.
Yikes!
It's very fast speech there, but there's time there.
And in Swedish.
And you can tab around this panel.
Sounds like me
and,
in the morning.
All that stuff.
Not rest.
Sorry, Skype doesn't work with screen reader on Linux. It's a shame. But VLC player and other things work very well. Now, before I got cut off here, I wish you a good weekend here in Sweden. It's Saturday when I call you. Have a good day and good luck with the show. Keep on running. Bye.
Oh, he needs to catch up, doesn't he?
Watch dies.
Yeah. You know, Stan did mention that a lot of those computers were of European descent, just like me and you.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And
What is your descent?
What do you mean? You mean when I came down of the tree? Or
no.
What?
You, come on. What's your genealogy? Where do you?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where do you trace back to? Where do the steppes come from, besides the Russian steppes?
As far as I know, German. However, part of that's where the steppes come from. Germany and Bavaria, that kind of thing. But I do have some Newton in my lineage, which was traced back to Isaac Newton, Sir Isaac Newton. Honestly, seriously, believe it or not.
Wow.
And there's some Elkins in my family, which there's spread out all over the place, so... Those are the three big names.
Elkins. That I can,
Elkins, that's right.
Aren't they the cable company?
I don't know.
That's Belkin.
But steps, they're all over. I've communicated with a couple of them in Texas. One of them is in Louisiana because they own my dad's name.com. I wanted the domain. I was like, if you're not going to use it... You know, kind of thing, but because it was just sitting there, so there's steps all over the place. Not all of them spell my name, their name like I do. So
okay,
but you're European.
Hello, Chuck and Craig. This is Marv from Hawaii. I've heard that you guys are wrapping up the podcast, and I just wanted to thank you for 3 great years of Technorama and all those laughs that we've shared at the expo. Sunday nights are just not going to be the same without you two. I wish you guys well on your future endeavors. And by the way, what are you guys going to be up to?
Oh, what are we up to?
What are we up to? Well, for me, I'm going to use my Sunday nights to pull Valid Syntax back out of the ashes. So
okay.
next week, same. I'll use the same chat room because I don't really have a chat room when I record or never really have. But I'll be on the Ustream. You'll be able to see me on the Chuck Chat page or Valid Syntax page. I'll record it.
You'll find us hanging out on Twitter probably a little bit more.
What? Me? More?
You know, the other, as I mentioned before, the other Chuck Chat shows will be going on. You probably find a little more traffic on Freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that I'm not producing, it'll give me more time to listen. You might even find me hanging out on more other podcasts. We still like to contribute to... Clinton at Comedy Forecast, John Bell at Bells in the Bat Free when the moment strikes, Grant and Doug over at Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd. So a little more contribution, kind of giving back. There's also this book thing that's brewing in the background that ate up my whole weekend.
Hey, I want to also drop this bomb too. The best buddy cop adventure of the summer is coming in this feed. I don't know if you remember Devin Null. We did an intro a while back about a couple of 70s quote-unquote high-tech cops that were brass knuckle, you know, bare knuckles kind of guys. Well, I'm doing a three-parter episode. I've already got some voices lined up for it. So be looking for that in the next month or so. Three-part episode, and it'll be fun.
All righty. Let's move on.
All right.
Hi, Chuck and Craig. This is Tom in California again.
Tom.
I had a thought about that voicemail spam that you got at the beginning of...
Oh, the one with the hotel and the free internet, yeah.
Yeah.
The ad sort of sounded like one for Hyatt Hotels. And the very next podcast that I happened to listen to after the Listener Line show was IT Conversations, and they had an audio insert at the beginning for this Hyatt property. So that's where I think this came from. Now, how did it get on the Listener Line? I have a theory on that, too. I think somebody with a fancy iPhone was listening to an IT Conversations podcast, decided to give the Listener Line a call, and somehow the player and the phone call got merged, and all of a sudden he realized something was amiss, so he hung up, and that's why you only got part of the message. Anyway, that's my theory. What's yours? 101, guys.
That's bizarre. Wait, let me try this.
Okay. Hello, this is Doug Kay, and you're listening to Technorama.
Doug Kay. I don't think he has anything to do with conversations anymore.
You don't?
No, he sold it off. Did he not?
Conversations Network?
Yeah.
The whole thing? Maybe was he just with Gigavox?
I don't know. I lost track.
Everybody's switching around.
Yeah. What do I know?
Technorama, you're on the air. Speak.
Hi, Chuck and Craig.
Turn the phone around.
That's the thing that came to mind. 101, guys. Oh, by the way, this call is being made from my mobile phone, and I have a wired earbud to a Skype gateway. That's where the call is going, and then from Skype to the Listener Line. So, there you go. 101, guys.
That's interesting. Never heard anybody doing a Skype gateway thing yet.
Skype gateway? No, I hadn't either. Huh, cool.
Hey, man, Lenny finally got back to me and fixed my computer. He's wanting to play a game. So he keeps wanting to play Global Thermonuclear War.
No, checkers!
Any idea what that's about? 503, man.
503? He still doesn't have it yet. 503 was an old 3COM Ethernet card. Get it right.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Hey, man, I don't know who that Beaker cat is, but this ain't Beaker, dude. 104.
104.
I think he's
just grasping for numbers.
You would be, too, if you were in that mental state.
Yes, I would.
Hey, good morning, Chuck and Craig. This is Matt.
Matt.
And talking about Craig having a BlackBerry and a cell phone and whatever else. When I see somebody with that, I point out belt clutter. And you have multiple devices, and there's a phenomenon that goes on between the devices themselves called belt envy. And belt envy is when they, you know, the ones that you don't like to use get pushed off to the back. So, and it can be non-technology stuff. So like your badge and ID and stuff at work, and your camera and your BlackBerry and your cell phone and all these things attached to your belt like a superhero. Each of the items can have belt envy based on the placement of them. So anyway, great show. And by the way, can you deliver a message to the encapsulated one? Great show this week, Buck. 101, guys.
I think we're going to keep our listener feedback show just so people can talk to each other.
Yeah. You know what? We'll just automate the whole thing. They just call in. I'll have it shuffle them and play them all and make a podcast and post it without even doing anything. What we'll do is I'll throw in a few laughs from me and you from time to time in there, and be just like anything else. You know, It's like normal.
The chat room is screaming for a roll call. Since this isn't the traditional show, we'll do it here, since we have no standard format. In the chat room this week, we have Ben Vaughn, Comedy Forecast 101, Captain Rootbeer 101, Debdrop, D with E 101, NCAF 1 101. Isn't that redundant?
No.
Well, that'd be a binary 14.
Oh, don't do math. Don't do high-level math on this show, okay?
Enigma VB 0101, Fuffy Frog 101, Gru 101, JT Ukes at 101, Lingo 101, Lord Cat, Mark 101, Shepherd, Marv 101. He even spelled it out phonetically. Can you sense a theme going on here?
No, what, pie?
McClover, Miss M 101, Mr. Gadgets 101, Pseudo Joe 101. Technorama, Tim Elliott 101, The Giant 101, Tom in CA, Victor C 0x5. And of course, at the end of the list.
Oh, here we go.
Zahadoom.
Zahadoom.
503.
503.
That's funny.
And with a bang.
Hello, Chuck and Craig.
Hello, Matt.
Matt.
Where's that one guy from Canada said, oh, bonjour, Chuck and Craig.
He does it pretty good.
Matt. And I heard that you're doing a last listener feedback show, so I figured I'd call in and say adios to you guys. Boy, that's three languages in the same call.
He speaks. If he starts speaking assembly, I'm out of here.
Oh, there's another one. I don't know anything else.
He's
so
grasping.
Au revoir. Oh, he did that one. Okay, so, yeah, well, totally understand, but still not going to be the same without my weekly twice fix of Technorama. But anyway, great, awesome last 3 years I've been listening. I finally looked it up. It's about a year and 5 months since I've been listening. But anyway, are you guys going to keep the 206-222 chat number active? Because it's therapeutic sometimes to just call it, even if you don't put it on a show. So can you just leave that active?
It's therapeutic.
I'm sure you have enough callers that it won't expire. But anyway, you guys rock, all that good stuff. Take care. I'm sure we'll be hearing from you in one way or another, and I certainly won't unsubscribe to the feed. Anyway, take care, guys. See ya.
Oh, he's an ideal Technorama listener. He's not going to unsubscribe. Yeah. Yes, we can keep the show around because, like I said, we'll be doing specials and things, and we want your feedback on those as well.
Yeah, of course. That's what it's there for. Hey, something else I want to bring up, too, along with the voicemail. It's not going anywhere, but Marv had asked what we were doing also. This week, I'm going to start a classic feed that posts our old shows.
Oh, that ought to be a riot.
It's funny to listen to the evolution of our show. But yes, I'm going to make a classic feed, which is separate from this feed, okay? I'll be running our old shows, and weeks that things are light, you know, like between our specials and stuff, I'll throw some over the fence, so some of those will be coming out on a regular feed, too. So I'll post details in the blog and maybe make an audio announcement or something once that gets going so everybody knows where to get it. But that's the point. I'm going to make a classic feed and then put some of those also in our normal feed, too. So you'll start getting some of our older episodes. I mean, they're 3 years worth of shows. They're still kind of fun to listen to. At least I think so. I laugh at myself.
Holy smokes. That's going to be like watching the really, really old Mystery Science Theater 3000, you know, before they developed the recipe, but you could see the kernel of what was there. I'm almost afraid. I haven't listened to anything really old in a long time. We did the retro show repost once.
Yes, and I did. Actually, that was listening to that the other day. But what's funny, I love how you, all those old shows, you go, Chuck Chat, Technorama for episode.
Oh, yeah,
four,
we used to start out with like an episode title.
Yeah, and then I did the, our 1 year anniversary. And I said, Chuck Chat, Technorama for June, July, and I went
I don't think that was 1 year. I think you did that like at show 50 or something.
Oh, was it 100?
No, we didn't wade through 100 of those things.
No, but I did do it. And then, of course, in there you heard Bullwinkle and Yoda.
July.
August. or whatever it was.
Hey, let's read out some email we've got. This comes from Philip from Australia. He says, Chuck, no, 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 no. I refuse to believe it. No, 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 no. La, 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 la.
Well, that was a great email. Thanks.
Read the post. Not up to the show yet.
I see.
And after the conversation at PNME last year, I thought the family had come around. But I so understand. Yes, family first. Still sucks for my end. Hey, I can understand it. Doesn't mean I have to like it. You're still doing the book, right? Because I want an autographed copy. I may try to get out your way next year. No promises. Maybe you'll still have to come to Dragon Con. That's my current plan. Mind you, so is driving from LA to Atlanta, but the darn look of the airlines and luggage and all that makes the driving look even easier. Plans may change. Will you have a chapter on pod fading? No, because we didn't technically fade.
No, we didn't fade. No, he's talking about the book. Did y'all do an episode? Did y'all do a chapter on pod fading?
No, you know, T had a special in episode one, or in season one of the companion podcast on pod fading.
I think I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not covered in the book. We're actually over the page limit right now. We're trying to find out what we can hack and slash.
Oh, wow, there's a page limit, I guess.
There is. It's like 384, which is 180 hex, if I remember right.
How many pages are y'all over?
I don't know, but I was editing up one of the last four chapters, and the editor said, we're over. Can we take the pictures out of this chapter?
No! These are my friends. No. Oh, that's kind of pictures.
Stay in touch. I'm lousy with that, so hit me over the head now and then, and if you ever come down here, he's referring to Australia, let me show you around.
Absolutely.
Philip from Australia. We also have another one from Harold. Subject is no more weekly shows. My first reaction after listening to your podcast was to whine and complain. After letting it sit for a while, I wanted to tell you thanks. I have a job that is kind of boring, but the great thing about it is I can have a radio. I listen to stuff.
Whoa. Back up right there. Now look, that's just pushing. That's adding insult to injury, isn't it?
He has a radio? No, because you can put, I have a radio too, the iHome, and I can plug my iPod right in there.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, continue.
I assemble stuff for Lowe's, which is a home improvement store. You know, they have to have displays and things. Someone's got to put together the shelves and things. I can take my iPod to work and listen to podcasts, audiobooks, and some music. Your podcast is one that always made me smile and got me laughing out loud. Okay, so if you're ever walking through Lowe's and you just see some guy assembling shelves and you hear this, you'll know what he's listening to.
Yeah, right.
I heard about you from Typical Mac User, started listening to you, and I found myself looking forward to your podcast every week. I can understand you have to take care of your family first. My kids are grown up, and it's very true that they don't stay kids for very long anymore. I miss hearing from you every week, but we'll look forward to the special show. Thanks for the smiles, laughs, and enjoy your kids. Loyal listener, Harold McKinstry.
I salute you, Harold.
Thank you, Harold.
Yes.
Yeah. It's interesting how we're hearing from people we never heard of before, but they've been listening for a long time.
Well, I think it's awesome.
That is.
We should have done this a long time ago.
Yeah, well, what were we thinking? We should have quit years ago.
Yeah. And then we could just do like everybody else and come out of retirement.
This one's from Luke Platypus over in the UK, which subject is even more bad news. Hi, Chuck and Craig. Just listened to the last podcast. Sad face, emoticon.
Emoticons.
It's hard to read emoticons. What am I supposed to say? Colon dash paren?
No, sad emoticons.
I can't believe it. I'm gutted. Whoa, like a mackerel? Oh, that's sad, as we say in England.
Yeah.
First Kevin Devon went, and now you. What am I to do? It is bad news for the podcast world. I've been listening for the last couple of years and not sure how I manage without my Technorama fix each week. But thanks for all of that you both have done over the last over the years. Sorry, I'm messing this up really bad.
Yeah.
I have enjoyed the shows and will hope that you manage to come back down the line sometime. I understand the family is more important
and you have to prioritize. So here's listening and looking out for when you are about. Cheers, Luke in the UK, 101, 101, 101, 101, 101, 101, 101. Now I lost track where we were. I think we listened to both of Matt's messages, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back.
Hi, Chuck and Craig. I realize that there's no voicemail show to play this on. I'm just calling
contraire,
thank you to you
guys. We showed
guys.
You. In your face.
Joe in Denver. I've only been listening to the podcast for maybe the last year, but I've certainly enjoyed your hard work, and I hope that everything comes together nicely. It all seems to work out in the end. It's been fun. Thank you, guys. 101.
And contrary to what NCAF thinks in the chat room, Fox had nothing to do with our early demise.
Fox? Why would Fox? Oh, they didn't cancel us.
Because they cancel everything that's good.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we weren't getting a paycheck from them for us to cancel us. Would have been nice.
Bruce Barr 2.0 is here. Bruce Barr 2.0 is everywhere.
That's classic. He is everywhere.
People are so imaginative.
Yeah. We have the best listeners.
This is Bruce, and of course, I'm going to call in because that's what I do. So, where am I supposed to call, guys? Who am I supposed to send those hundreds of links of cool stuff that
here?
I see every week? And
right here.
You guys can talk about it. And where am I supposed to call to do things like, okay, I just got my hair cut, and I went next door to get some change because, well, it's complex, but I didn't have change for the tip, and I needed change for the tip, so I went next door. Instead of the normal jukebox that they usually have at this little ice cream joint, they had the coolest thing ever. The jukebox is getting fixed, and so as a replacement for the jukebox, they had a Sound Design Trendsetter 4000. I haven't found a link on the internet yet for this, or I'd send you one, but then there's no show anymore. But it was so cool. Okay, it's got a full-size turntable for the full-size 33 1/3,
oh,
you know, 45, even maybe 78, I don't know. And then it's got a little stereo cassette right next to it. It's got AM/FM radio and a track in a console, mind you, okay? It's got its own little mod-looking cabinet with the fake chrome and the fake wood and everything all built in.
I think I had
in.
One
it's
of those.
The coolest thing ever with the turntable and the cassette on top.
Did you really?
And the AM/FM radio and the A-track in the front. And down below, it's got plastic, smoky-colored plexiglass, and it's got a light organ.
No, I didn't have that one.
Ever. Where am I supposed to call and tell anybody about it?
Here.
And that's one of the things you're going to miss about the show.
Yeah.
Miss you guys already.
Take
Bye.
A picture. Send it in, man. We're still here with the blood. The website needs content, too.
Yeah. And you know what? If we do get enough stuff like this, we may be motivated to do something like a show. I don't know.
That sounds very much like the stereo system I bought when I was a freshman in high school. Well,
oh,
it was
really?
All-in-one units with, yeah, turntable, cassette on top, 8-track in the front, AM/FM radio. I'd probably still have it, but it didn't have enough input jacks. So I had to go buy a component system.
And that's where they get you.
It's a scam. It was kind of like, you know, the iMac is today. It wasn't upgradable beyond belief, but man, it did the job and it had everything you need.
Sure.
Like the Mac and PC commercials. I think some of them is over in the other box.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where he's, yeah, they're like 5-6 boxes for the PC and there's like one for Mac. That's funny.
Hey, this is Bruce. Otherwise,
hey,
Mr. Gadget's calling in, of course, to comment on last week's voicemail show when I didn't call in, and yet you still seem to be talking about me. What can I say, folks?
You're a fixture.
Of course, I call in all over the place. It's what I do. Obviously, the one young man doesn't listen to enough podcasts because I actually managed to call into Allison Sheridan's Podseek podcast, and she doesn't even have voicemail.
Sweet.
Okay.
Wow. That's pretty good.
in
he
general,
shot over the neighbor's fence.
You will remember, in yeah. spite of the fact that I was the subject matter, of course, I was calling to all these other podcasts. I wasn't calling in to check, now was I? Because we were on the Bruce tax time moratorium, push Bruce off of the voicemail. Overall, I think you've done an excellent job, and everybody has provided enough calls to very interesting voicemails over the past few weeks. And in fact, in spite of the fact that some people were actually talking about me during the voicemail, it was not me talking during the voicemail, but it was other people talking about other things, and if the subject matter is really me that's the most interesting, well, okay. But really, excellent job. Good calling. Keep it up, lest I have to poke you with a stick again here and come up with another challenge. In fact, last week I was so proud because, quite frankly, I couldn't remember leaving that long a voicemail for Chuck and Craig, but they had more than enough be too much to play my long voicemail. Yay! Good job out of you guys. In fact, you know, Craig had tweeted me about, you know, how I shouldn't take any offense at the voicemail, and at first I got kind of worried about it, and yeah. then I got to thinking about it, and I thought, I didn't think I even had called in last week, so I thought
see,
perhaps I was having a bit of a senior moment. And then I actually listened to it, and I understood the whole thing. And actually, I'll say it again. Good job out of you, all of you. Keep it up. And, hey, that was about 5 minutes just then. Talk to you all later. Bye now.
Monty Python references up to the end.
I think Bruce needs to carry around a spreadsheet with him so he can keep track of who he's called this week.
Chatroom says he sleep calls.
Sleep. That's how he's doing it.
Chuck and Craig, this is Bruce. And if you don't mind, I'm going to call in, not to talk to you two, but it's not like I haven't done this before, to talk to somebody else. In fact, I wanted to call and talk to everybody else.
We'll be over here.
Yeah, okay.
You Technoromites. You Technorama users, you Technoromanians. Oh, that's too many syllables for Craig. you Technoromans.
Technoromans?
Now we get a name.
Who would call into the show, who would listen to the show, whether you called in or not, you people who would come into the IRC, and every week it's always, what are we going to do? What's the theme? How can we get Chuck tongue-tied? Oh, Craig's gone from the stream. We can't hear Craig. Oh, there's an echo. And just joking around and laughing and the camaraderie that I felt from the people who contributed in various ways in this podcast, even if it was just listening, but especially if you were on the IRC and the people that I've met, and I really do feel like I have met you virtually. We never met in real life, but there's a lot of people who I at least consider good acquaintances on this show, if not friends. And I wanted to talk to you and say, you know, and you've either heard or you will hear, I hope, you know, what I think about this decision that Chuck and Craig have made. But, you know, they never got paid financially for this, even with the tip jar and all the various things through the years. You know, it was never about the money. It was about the feedback. It was about the interaction with the users, and it was about what we gave back to them. And every single person, I'm going to repeat myself here, but I may be repeating myself at a different time. 525,600 minutes, that's what everybody has. And everybody has to decide what they're going to do with their time. And you have paid them with the most precious thing that you have. No matter where you fit on terms of how much money you have available to you, how much money you earn, you have one precious commodity, one precious thing that you can spend that's equal to everybody, including Bill Gates, and that's your time. And you have paid them the most valuable thing that you have. You have paid them your attention. And I am going to miss all of you just as much as I miss Chuck and Craig. So I wanted to say goodbye. And happy trails. And we'll be seeing you later. somewhere out there in the ether. Bye now.
Well, you can still hang out on Sunday nights. Join us in the chat room.
Oh, great. And you turn this into a plug.
We're not gone.
No, not necessarily gone. But yes, I do appreciate that. I do appreciate everybody that spent their time listening to this show and hanging out. Now, when I started the show, I remember thinking this is an opportunity as a creative outlet for myself and Chuck as well, for all the things that we edited and added, as well as just us goofing around and talking on the microphone, you know, ad hoc. But yeah, it's just been a load of fun to do. Then that's all. That is the bottom line of podcasting, right?
Well, for us, yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, because we couldn't get anybody to pay us for it.
Some people are trying to do it for money.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of thing, I mean, it's, you know, it's fun. It's nice to make a couple bucks here and there, but that's, it was, and even that we did a show one time, and I talked about how I wanted to do it full time, and I would love to do podcast support or something like that full time, but this show was all about just having fun.
Looking at the chat room, Mark Shepherd says, "Dang, Bruce, can you speak at my funeral?"
Yeah.
And then they give a "so say we all."
Yeah, so say we all.
We still got a couple more to go here.
All right.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, this is Ben, also known as Captain Rootbeer on the IRC channel.
Ben.
Well, sorry to hear that you're fading on me.
Fading?
Oh, well, it happens to the best of you. Anyways, let me just say the worst way to find out about this is to show up for the show on the IRC channel the evening you're going to have your last show, and then finding out, oh, I forgot to listen to the end of the last episode.
Watch dies.
Hope to see you around anyways.
That's the
have
best
a great
part,
time
man.
And enjoy the extra time with your family. Bye.
It's one way to keep them listening to the end.
Boy, talking about a spoiler problem there. Hey, you know what? I put crap at the end of almost every show.
Almost everyone.
And you know what? Sometimes I don't put something there to see if anybody's missing it. But
the one time I don't listen to the end.
Yeah, the one time. That's funny.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Craig. Steve here from Geek Cred.
Hey, Steve.
You sound good.
Man, when I first saw the title for the last episode, "So Long and Thanks for All the Fish."
Love it.
No, it can't be. No more Technorama? I must admit, it was a little abrupt, but I totally understand you gotta have your priorities. Family comes first. There's nothing more important than family. But still, I gotta say, Sundays just won't be quite the same anymore after this, without the live show and the chat and all that great stuff that goes along with Technorama. You guys have been a part of my life for the better part of 3 years, entertaining me every week, and I'd be lying if I said I won't miss it. You guys were an inspiration in getting me podcasting and doing Geek Cred. I can't thank you guys enough for everything you've done. I know so much work goes into it every week that none of us can ever truly understand. So once again, thank you guys for a great run, for giving me countless hours of entertainment. And for one final time, 101.
Steve, it has been our honor.
Very much so. Very much so.
And from all the cast here,
including Jack Etherday,
and Lenny,
and Beaker,
and all the rest, who else is out there?
Yeah, well, Chip is coming back. He's not back yet.
What's he coming back to?
Well, his
we cleaned out his desk and stole his stapler. What the
heck? He called him back for his job when even the Onion wouldn't take him for.
Oh man, that's low. Yeah.
So he may be back here soon.
That reminds me. I was watching The Simpsons the other day, and Bart. He joined 4-H and he got a hold of a combine,
mm-hmm.
and he was running through the creek, and out came these bales of water with fish in them. He ran through this manure pasture, and out of the back comes Pirates of the Caribbean 3. some writer had a great time with that one.
Yeah, no kidding. That's pretty funny.
All right, a couple more. I know this is running long.
Wow, what can I say?
Hi.
Quite a shocker, but I guess I don't know what to say. I have enjoyed Technorama thoroughly for all of its existence. And I'm in denial. I'm going to say this is a hiatus with indefinite length.
Isn't that what we said?
I'll stay subscribed forever. Thanks a lot, you guys. You've put together a really good show, and I've really, really enjoyed it.
You're welcome.
And I look forward to any of the bits, anything I can get down the feed from now on. For all of you listening who have enjoyed Technorama, you know, if you want a bit of geeky goodness on the weird side, you
here we go.
You could always go to The Weird Show, which you could find at theweirdshow.com. But I guarantee you, it won't be the same. Thanks, guys. Oh, I just wanted to add one more thing. You guys have been... I don't want to use the word idols, even though it does carry the right weight.
Wow.
Inspiration?
Signposts.
Speed, do not
you've
pass.
Definitely been someone some people I've looked up to.
Speed bumps?
In this whole podcasting business. And
U-turn okay?
I'm really, really going to miss the show. Keep in touch, guys, please. And to whatever else you choose to do in the future, let me know. If I can help or if I can listen, I'll be there. 101.
Oh, we'll be in touch, all right.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I want to say one thing. You know what, Chuck? These people are not making this any easier.
I know. Oh, I know.
Man.
I'm laughing or I'd be in tears.
I know. I know. And you know what? The first few emails, I was like, holy cow. I mean, it really is touching to get this kind of response. I can't believe it. It's made my day and broke my heart at the same time.
Do me a favor.
Sure.
It makes sure that if the day ever comes and I go before you do into the great beyond,
okay.
Don't have a slow dirge of a funeral. You know, have a party. Have fun. Make jokes.
Well, see, I would love to have a party, too. Well, then I guess I should be emceeing the thing.
Tell embarrassing stories. Well, yeah, we could put together a videotape before we go, I guess.
I'm sorry, but I have to accuse Chuck of life fading.
Life fading. Yeah, who saw that semi coming?
Yeah. He life faded. How dare him.
All right, one more.
All right.
Hey, this is Kevin.
And this is George.
Former hosts of In the Trenches. Hey, George and I just wanted to drop you guys a line and say congrats on hitting the 3-year mark and to tell you that we're a little bummed that you guys are ending the regular Technorama shows.
Oh, come on, man.
You know, I've always enjoyed the goofy tech-related humor that you guys have brought, you know, and I can tell you that it's definitely going to be missed, so... we can totally appreciate, you know, the need to move on to bigger and better things. So just wanted to say good luck, congratulations, and adios all in one fell swoop. So how about you, George?
We're definitely going to miss Technorama. The intros were rocking and the content was always fresh. I never knew what was coming from one minute to the next, much less from show to show. I also love the interviews, and you had some really interesting ones like the Twister Sisters and then the one about the mesh networking sensors used in volcanoes. You guys pretty much held your own against real TV shows. And over the past 3 years, working with you guys through Technorama and Friends in Tech has just been great, and I look forward to staying Friends in Tech and doing some more fun content over there. Best wishes for you guys, and I cannot wait to see the second edition Podcasting for Dummies book, because, you know, frankly, I may need it after having been out of regular recording for so long. I think I might have forgotten all I learned, so it's been great, guys.
So there you go, guys. Take care, and we'll talk at you later.
We're out of here.
See ya.
He's still got it.
Yeah. Yes, he does. Thanks, guys. And I have to say, George paid us a big compliment right there.
I held your own against regular TV shows. That was awesome. But did you notice which interviews he remembered?
Yes. And they were very centric to George. I thought was funny.
I love it.
Yep.
We've done, like, what,
40 interviews. And those
have
are
we?
2 years.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just to kind of sum things up, aside from the regular show going away, Classic Feed will be going up this week, and I'll post probably an audio clip
into the regular feed.
Into the regular feed, I'll post something to say here's what where it's at, and I'll also post a classic episode in the regular feed. And we've got I got Will Shattuck's interview coming up. I've got some other interviews scheduled in the pipeline coming up also. And what else am I missing, Chuck?
Devin Null.
Devin Null. Hey, you want to play the little promo I made?
This is the longest voicemail show listener feedback we've ever done. It's longer than our regular shows. Most of them are.
I know. Well, I'll throw that out later then.
Alrighty. Stay tuned. We are not gone. We are just ending one piece of the podcast life. And we, again, it's been our honor to be here. Thank you for all the sentiments you've sent along. And you've really touched us. We're proud to have been here and been a part of your life. And we will continue producing content. So stick around. There's more fun and insanity to come.
Yeah, probably more so.
Yeah. We've freed up a few extra brain cells. You never know what they're going to do.
Yeah, now I'm going to go have a beer and blow those out.
All right. This is the end of the show stuff. We appreciate your support. If you like the show, there are many ways to show your love. You can still call the listener line. As we said earlier, we're going to keep that in service, 206-222-CHAT. Leave it in your speed dial, 206-222-2428. You can always email us, technorama@chuckchat.com. We may not be able to put things on an audio program in a regular thing, but boy, howdy, we'll still need all that audio content about steampunk this and roller skate that and old PC, whatever it is. Send it to technorama@chuckchat.com. We'd love to hear from you. You can still put reviews on the iTunes Music Store, add us as a favorite in Podcast Pickle, or vote for us on Podcast Alley. You know, it'd be funny if we got even better ratings than we used to.
Yeah, one big last. Oh, but, yeah.
Here's a podcasting secret for the book. Don't work so hard. You know, there's some merit of truth in that. There are people who do daily podcasts and only have a few hundred listeners. So it's not how hard you work. It's what you put out and what people want to listen to.
That's true. As a matter of fact, we were doing two regular shows a week at beginning. And then we said, no, we don't need to do that. But I couldn't let go of the two show a week mentalities. That's why the voicemail came around.
Well, and the feedback went up about the same time, too.
Yes, it did.
Hey, we want to give a big thank you to all the people who have supported Technorama throughout the years. Mad Marv, he's going to still continue producing blog content for us, right?
Yes.
Marv?
That's right.
That was what we talked about offline, at least.
He still is. Please.
We'll double your salary.
Yeah. Multiply it by 8. How about that?
Scott Reynolds and Ustream, who provide us with live streams as we record this so people can hear all the comments, like the end of the show thing, live. The chat room, freenode.net, we've hinted at it before. Sunday nights around 9 Eastern, if you want to show up, maybe a little before, we're going to hang out in there and see what happens. I expect a few diehards will still be there at the regular time.
I'll be recording Valid Syntax on Sunday nights, so that'll be my night to do that. Doesn't take too long to record, so come to the chat room. I'll be on Ustream when I do it.
Oh, that'll be fun. Okay.
Yeah, so I'll do it the same regular time. And whatever other recording I feel like doing, I'm still going to be here.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. Always was, always will be. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. We're still affiliated with Farpoint Media over at farpointmedia.net and all the great content they've got there. If you're subscribing to this show by clicking on the link on the website, hey, consider subscribing. It's about time, don't you think?
Yeah. It's never too late.
That way you won't miss anything by going to the website at the wrong time on an irregular schedule. That makes it even more important to be subscribed.
We aren't dead yet.
Drop it. Shut up. You're not fooling anyone.
But I'm feel good. Hey.
Drop either one of us an email if you haven't got a clue how to do that. Otherwise, follow the link at the bottom of the main chuckchat.com webpage. It'll tell you all you need to know. Till next time, tell a friend about Technorama, how much you loved it, what it meant to you, and give them a binary high five and they'll look at you funny.
Yeah. 101, everybody.
Shut up, you American. You always talk. talk, you Americans. You talk and you talk and you say, let me tell you something, and I just want to say this. Well, you're dead now, so shut up.
Dead?
Dead.
Well, that's cast rather a gloom over the evening, hasn't it?